This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and it's morning devotions time. I hope that you're well today. Dick Innes is the founder and international director of ACTS International. It's a great organisation. You might have read some of their material. And in one article, Dick Innes talks about the statement, "Don't let your past determine your future." He talks about going to visit his father's grave. And he kind of went there and felt, he wrote down the question, "If you were still living today, Dad, what advice would you give to me?" And then he remembered the words, "Don't let your past determine your future." Great advice. I think it's true, isn't it, that many people, of course, blame other failures in life on the fact that they come from what's called a dysfunctional home life. People say, "Yes, I really didn't have a very good upbringing," or "Others hurt me." But of course, the reality is that our past can make us or break us. Think about your own past as I think about mine. It's up to us. There's always hope for those people who refuse to allow their past to control their future. Now, Dick Innes talks about a book called Confidence, written by Alan Loy McGuinness. And Alan Loy McGuinness actually did a study called Cradles of Eminence. And there was a story and background of 300 people from many years back. And the studies of these people included people like Franklin Roosevelt, Helen Keller, Winston Churchill, Albert Schweitzer, Gandhi, Einstein. All of these people, of course, were brilliant in their field of expertise. And the results of the 300 studies were very interesting to find out what kind of background these people came from. And it's interesting that 3/4 of the children in this survey were troubled by poverty or a broken home or over-possessive or dominating parents. 74 of the 85 writers of fiction or drama and 10 of the 20 poets came from homes where they saw psychological drama being played out by their parents. And over 1/4 of the sample involved physical handicaps like blindness, deafness or crippled limbs. These things came out of the survey. So what it showed was that many of these people had weaknesses and handicaps and that they could have lacked confidence. But of course, they overcame these, and we use the word compensation. In other words, they probably compensated for their failures, whatever they were, by doing other things. One man said, "What's influenced my life more than any other single thing has been my stammer. Had I not stammered," he said, "I probably would have gone to Cambridge as my brother did. I might have become a tutor or published a dreary book about French literature." Well, this man who stammered was W. Somerset Maugham, a world-renowned author of more than 20 books and 30 plays, essays and short stories. So you see, it doesn't always add up, does it? It's not what we have or don't have that really matters in life, but what we do with what we've got. It makes sense, but there it is. And with God's help, and this is the tremendous part of what I'm saying, that with God's help, even he can help us overcome some of the handicaps in life. I think it's true that God wants to acknowledge the past hurts that we might have had in life, but to not allow the past to determine the future. Someone else has actually said this. It might be true that I've been a victim in the past, but if I remain one, I'm now a willing volunteer. That's true, isn't it? I may have been a victim in the past, but if I remain one, I'm a willing volunteer. So no matter what your background, when we trust and believe in God, we know that God can walk with us whatever happens. I'm reminded too of the Apostle Paul, that great man of the New Testament. He seemed to understand this. He said, "One thing that I do, I forget the things that are behind." He said, "I reach forward to those things which are ahead, and I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And that's a quote from Philippians chapter 3. Paul, he had some sort of a problem. He wanted it healed. He asked 3 times, we're told in the Bible. But God said, "No. You see," he said, "my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." I think it's true that whatever it is, the dysfunctional background, God is there. Well, dear God, help me to realize that while I wasn't responsible for my background, I am totally responsible for what I do today about resolving the past hurts with your help. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.